Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's March 12, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's October 1st, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, do you still have 12 people that speak for you in the world? I think that is a good question.
Unfortunately, Alora, no. I only have 2 people that speak for me now. You and Demetrius. A lot of people claim to speak for me. A lot of people say they are my apostles. A lot of people say they are my disciples. A lot of people say they are my priests. A lot of people say they are my ministers. But none of them truly speak for me. They speak the traditions of man. They speak the lies of the deceivers. They speak sometimes even hate and associate it with me. I wish so much that I had true believers to speak for me. I wish I had 12 voices again all over the world. But I do not. I hope that in time the true believers will rally to you and Demetrius, and again I will have many that will speak the truth, that will speak God's wisdom. But until they do, until the people respond, until they come back, I have only you two.
That's very sad news, but we're glad you chose us to work with. Is there hope, Nazarene, that this will come to pass?
There is always hope, Alora. There is always hope if you believe in God, if you believe in His power, if you believe in His will. There is always hope. We try every day. We try to reach our loved ones, and as long as we keep trying, there is always hope. We will never, ever give up.
Neither will we. We'll never give up either. We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauling. My husband has written many stories that we can't publish because they use characters from other people's stories from television and the movies. So we have prepared a fan fiction site purely for people's enjoyment. The address is http://spiritus.tripod.com/fanfiction.htm. We hope you will come and enjoy it.
We're back.
A young friend writes, Jesus, I've always wondered what happens to somebody when somebody else is using their body. Where was your friend while you were talking to him?
Well, Alora, that's a good question. It can vary from time to time. Now, I believe Demetrius was in Washington taking my place haunting President Bush on the particular occasion that this young person is speaking of. Demetrius loves to do that. He loves to get in the White House. He loves to tinker with the electronic equipment in there and make it go ding-ding and ring-ring and have everybody going crazy trying to figure out what in the heck is going on. One thing about Demetrius is he does love to be mischievous once in a while. It doesn't do any great harm. Other people, they could go into the spirit realm, or they could just hang around, or they could astral project to someplace else and spend a little time there while someone else is using their body. It very much depends on the individual medium. This is a wonder of this phenomena that God has so beneficially created to help mankind, that people can do many marvelous things while someone else is using their body sometimes. They can be right in the same room watching what is going on, or they can be thousands of miles away watching something that's going on someplace else. That's the secret and the mysteries of the power.
I should also have mentioned, Alora, that oftentimes when Demetrius is out of his body and someone else is using it, he serves as his people's advocate in the Hall of Judgment. This is a very important responsibility that he is often called upon to do when he has no other mission for someone to serve in his body. So someone just has to come in once in a while and be a caretaker for him. This is a marvelous gift, and it should be used rightly.
Wow, that's really great news.
I myself would call it phenomenal news, Alora. I would call it phenomenal news.
Jesus may be reached at Here's Jesus 777 at yahoo.com. We'll be back again.